Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Welcome to the Balanced Black Girl Podcast. We're putting Black Girl magic in motion. This show is dedicated to reinventing wellness for women of color. I'm your host, Lestrandra Alfred.
Welcome back to the Balanced Black Girl Podcast. It is Lestrandra here coming at you for another Feel Good Friday episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. So for today's Feel Good Friday episode, I'm actually going to get a little more personal than I usually do here on the show, but I just recently had a personal experience that just really, really resonated deeply with me, and a message that kind of occurred to me that I thought might resonate with you too. So I recently started going back to therapy, which has been a really great experience. I have been to therapy a couple of other times, kind of off and on throughout adulthood. I started going to therapy when I was in college and then stopped and then went intermittently a little bit after college and a few years ago, but never really went regularly or had kind of regular or standing appointments with a therapist that I felt like I had a good connection with. And I recently started that, found a therapist in my area who thankfully is covered by my health insurance, which I'm really grateful for, who I just felt a really good connection with and felt like was a really good fit, and was able to set up standing meetings to talk to her, which has been really, really helpful. And in one of our first conversations that we had, I was just telling her, you know, kind of more about myself, about why I wanted to come in and talk to someone, and just about some of the things that I had been dealing with, especially over the past year. And she said something to me that I knew what I'm about to share that she said to me wasn't like a surprise to me, but I had just literally never thought about it this way. So I had been kind of giving her a rundown of, you know, some of the changes that have happened in my life over the past year and some of the things that I've been dealing with on a more personal level. And she goes, well, I'm really glad that you came in to talk to me, or that we're talking about this, because you've been carrying around a lot of things. And when she said that, I was like, huh, I have been carrying around a lot of things. And I think that I'm not the only one. We're all carrying around a lot of things that can get really, really heavy, and we don't even realize it. Like, we don't even realize the weight of some of the things that we're going through, or the weight of some of the things that we are carrying, because we're just so used to carrying them, right? It's like that super heavy purse that you have. You're just super used to slinging it over your shoulder and dang near breaking your back, until finally, if you pick it up a different way, or if it finally catches your attention how much weight you're carrying with it, then that's when you're inspired to make a change. That's kind of how I felt. And I realized, wow, I am literally carrying around all of this stuff, some stuff that I need to deal with and work through, and some stuff that I can let go of because it's no longer serving me, and because it's honestly kind of getting in the way of where I want to go and where I'm going. And I really have been thinking a lot about the things that I'm carrying, be it the experiences that I've had that I maybe replay over and over in my head, or limiting beliefs that I'm carrying, or resentment towards people and situations that we carry through our daily life that we don't even realize how much the weight of those things are weighing on us until we have a situation that kind of calls us out on it. So I really invite you to think about what you may be carrying. Even if in your daily life it may not feel heavy, it may not feel like much weight because you're just used to it, maybe pick up that purse from a different angle. Think about the things that are going on, and if you feel stuck in any area of your life, or if you feel off, or if you feel like you're just not really in the right place or position, or something feels off, right? Like, we're intuitive creatures. We know when something just doesn't feel right with us, when something doesn't feel right with our energy, with our spirit. Really take a look at what you're carrying. And if you have the ability to go talk to someone, that could be a really great option. And if maybe you're not in a position where something like therapy is an option for you, because I know that unfortunately that's not something that is accessible to everyone, if you have someone in your life who you trust to talk to about those things with, or maybe going through some journaling exercises to look at things that you are carrying, take a moment to really think about that and get honest with yourself about the loads that you're carrying with you and how they're impacting you. And maybe take some steps to seeing how you can make adjustments, how you can lighten the load, how you can maybe carry less or carry those things a little bit differently, and see if it has an impact on how you feel. I know for me, I haven't even really done anything with that information yet, but just the awareness, or just the realization of, wow, these are all of the things that I'm carrying around, has already had a really big shift in my mindset and in the grace and kindness and compassion that I have for myself. Maybe if I mess something up, or if I don't get something done, or if I don't do something perfectly, or if I react to something in a way that's maybe not ideal, I've been able to take a step back and be like, yeah, but these are all these things that you're carrying that you're working through right now. So don't be so hard on yourself. These are things that I tell myself. And now I'm telling you, because I know that I'm not the only one who needs to hear this, that I bet you can relate to a lot of this too. So your homework for this week is to be honest with yourself about what you're truly carrying around. If you are carrying things that maybe no longer serve you, start thinking really critically about ways that you can let go of things that are no longer serving you, or if you are carrying things that feel really heavy that maybe you can't just drop or let go of, maybe start making some adjustments and thinking about ways that you can start carrying those loads differently. But either way, when you're mindful of what you're carrying and how much you're carrying, it's also really good to have a lot of grace with yourself. And on that note, I leave you with that today for our Feel Good Friday. And I love these episodes. I love getting to just chat with you about wellness topics that are a little bit closer to home. And I think this one was probably my favorite so far. I mean, I feel good on all the Feel Good Fridays, but I know from a personal standpoint, this message really resonated with me, and I hope it resonated with you too. So if you enjoy listening to the Balanced Black Girl podcast, please make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe. It really, really helps the show. And if you would like to stay connected, I would love to have you join our Facebook group, the Balanced Black Girl podcast community on Facebook. It's a private Facebook group for listeners of the show. And you can also keep up with us on Instagram at Balanced Black Girl Podcast. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me at Balanced Less. Thank you so much for tuning in.